Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's December 2025, January 2026 edition on page 12, entitled Everyday Heroes, Drawn to Help. A watercolor artist made a remarkable offer to people who lost their homes in the Los Angeles fires. I will paint it for free. By Sydney Page from The Washington Post. The Palisades fire in Los Angeles burned Charlotte Trago's home to the ground. The height chart from when she was a child was marked on the kitchen wall. Family heirlooms filled the cupboards. Her parents' wedding video from the 1990s was stashed away in the basement. All of it gone. It was a pretty special and unique house, says Tragos, who fled with her parents, her younger sister, and their three dogs when the fire broke out on January 7, 2025. All the teenager took with her was her high school diploma, her dog's ashes, and a pair of sneakers. The streets were packed with people running, driving on the wrong side of the road, she says, adding that everyone knew they were running for their lives. A few days after the fire started, a friend shared a video with her of a Los Angeles artist offering to create, for free, watercolor paintings of people's homes before they were scorched. Tragos reached out to the artist, Jordan Heber, asking if she could do Tragos' childhood home. I wanted to do it as a surprise to my parents, who are inundated with so much right now, she says. Tragos sent a photo to Heber, who completed a painting of Tragos' home in just 3 days. Our homes are so much more than these physical, standing things that we keep our belongings in, says Heber, who lives in Santa Monica. It's an incredible honor to create such lasting tributes to the places that held so much life and memory. Tragos says she will forever be grateful to Heber. It means the world, she says. We're in a position where we have nothing, and anything like that, especially pieces that commemorate what the house meant to us, it's really uplifting. Heber works as a brand strategist and does commissioned paintings, primarily of people's homes, on the side. She typically charges between $350 and $400 per painting. I moved around a lot when I was younger, and so the meaning of home is significant to me, Heber says, noting that she has the word home tattooed on her forearm. After the wildfires started, Heber thought about ways she could contribute. A friend sent her an Instagram post by another local artist offering to draw people's homes at no charge, and Heber was inspired. This will be my way to help people, said Heber. Shortly after she posted her offer on social media, requests started coming in. Heber has created more than 25 paintings, including one for Jeremy Weinberg, whose home in Pacific Palisades was destroyed. It was a place you never want to leave, says Weinberg, adding that the house had been in his family for nearly 30 years. At the time of the fire, Weinberg was at home with his partner, Xander Jimenez, and their two dogs, Winnie and James. Weinberg was able to grab his jewelry box and iPad before they had to flee. He left the rest of his belongings behind. It's not just stuff. It was everything that represents me, and I just feel so lost right now, says Weinberg, who went to stay at his father's home 130 miles away. Jimenez came across Heber's painting offer on Instagram and eagerly sent her a message. We told her our story, and she so kindly and lovingly made such a beautiful memory that looks exactly as if it was a photograph, says Weinberg. We're going to frame it and put it in our new home, eventually. Heber is glad people find her paintings meaningful, saying, hopefully, it inspires others to use their talents to help people. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, January 6th, 2026. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a creative week. Happy New Year.